Bob Almanac is ready, and here's a little announcement about yesterday. I didn't see anybody.
Yeah.
Did you see any correspondence or
no.
anything, text, email?
I didn't.
It was a little bit of an April Fool's joke.
I thought Spring Hill Jim would have caught us.
Oh, man, he listens to us like a hawk when it comes to fact-checking, but I would say 90% of yesterday's almanac was actually March 31st.
Yeah.
Because I took a look at April 1st, and there was just not a whole lot of quality birthdays or events in history. So I did March 31st instead.
And you talked me into it, too.
Yeah. So there you go. That was our April Fool's joke on you, the Bob listener. Pretty tame.
We're back on regular.
Nothing real serious. Real, yes.
Regular course today.
It is April 2nd, 92nd day of the year, 273 left to go. And again, Ultimate Summer Six-Pack song title. Neil has it ready to go. It is in the envelope, hermetically sealed, mm-hmm. Funk and Wagnall's porch, all that good Karnak stuff, which will never,
you know it.
He'll never get old
we'll
for
never
me.
Tire up.
1877, the first ever egg roll, the Easter egg roll, was held on the grounds of the White House in Washington, D.C. I think also 1877, Hop Singh served his first egg roll.
Hosskart, right?
Yes, exactly. I think on the exact same date, 1877. It sounds about right. That's
it's
about
close.
Bonanza time.
I think so.
Who was the president in 1877? One of my favorite presidents, Rutherford B. Hayes.
Oh, sure.
1877. That's a trivia question there for you. First president to host an egg roll.
Mm-hmm. It was on my bucket list. I don't think I'm ever going to accomplish it.
Do you like egg rolls? Are you okay with the cabbage and everything in an egg roll?
Not a big fan.
Not a big fan. 1917, another one of our presidents, Woodrow Wilson. He tried to keep us out of the war. Couldn't do it. After a while, I just couldn't. That whole thing between Mexico and Germany. Just kind of turned the tide. So this date, Woodrow Wilson presented a declaration of war against Germany to the U.S. Congress. They said, yep, let's do it. And the U.S. entered World War
I. What year was that?
That was 1917.
Oh, yeah.
Let's jump ahead to 1972. Let's hear from Burt Reynolds.
I regret doing it. I wished I hadn't. And, it was a long time ago. I was very young and very stupid. And it did not change my career.
He's talking about when he broke up with Lonnie Anderson. No, actually, he's talking about the
Cosmopolitan
picture. That was one hairy man.
He was.
Burt Reynolds. Yeah, you couldn't tell where the bearskin rug ended and where he began.
It was difficult.
That was 72. Burt Reynolds appeared nude with a strategically placed arm in Cosmopolitan magazine. Neil, did you buy that?
I didn't.
That
I saw
edition
it.
Of Cosmopolitan.
I saw it on the newsstands. I was taken aback.
1987 in the news.
Those who are opposed to the speed limit increase to 65 miles per hour say we will see a dramatic increase in traffic fatalities. But the people that we spoke with today don't agree with that opinion.
You definitely can't stop as fast running 65 as you can 55.
That guy knows his science.
Boy.
That guy right there.
Nothing gets by him.
No, very smart. So 87, the speed limit on U.S. interstate highways increased to 65 miles an hour. I remember hearing my father talking about the 70s, before the gas crisis when they went down to 55. Could you just imagine now going 55 on an interstate? I drive up to Fargo, and you're 70 all the way up, so you're going 78, and then you get into Moorhead, and they tell you got to go down to 55. It's like you're crawling.
Right.
It's like you're the tortoise, La Tortuga. So that was in 87. 1992, also in the news.
In the spectator benches, several well-dressed members of the Gambino gang cursed the jury out loud as the clerk recorded guilty verdicts on all 13 counts of murder, conspiracy to murder, racketeering, illegal gambling, loan sharking, obstruction of justice, and tax fraud.
I think he was guilty of tilting a number of pinball games, too.
Yeah.
Was there anything that John Gotti didn't do?
No, I would not have liked to have been on that jury, though. I would have wanted to wear at least the Groucho Marx, glasses and mustache deal.
Federal protection would be two words I'd want to hear if I'm on that jury.
Yeah.
The clarion call of the final bell signaled the end for Bam Bam.
Unbelievable Lawrence Taylor has done the impossible.
WrestleMania 11, it's not impossible if it's pro wrestling. Anything is possible.
Anything.
Yeah. A 110-pound woman can body slam King Kong Bundy in professional wrestling. Anything is possible. But anyway, Lawrence Taylor defeated Bam Bam Bigelow, WrestleMania 11.
Hold it. Lawrence Taylor, the football player?
The football player, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
NFL. Yeah, oh, yeah, it was huge. 1995.
He beat Bam Bam Bigelow?
He beat Bam Bam Bigelow. Huh. I think there was a clothesline involved and various other things. We should be getting close up on WrestleMania this year, shouldn't we? Are we getting close?
We're within a couple of weeks,
Must be the 35th anniversary of WrestleMania. Still going strong. And a sad day this date in 05.
The Holy Father, John Paul II, died this evening at 9:37 in his private apartment.
He was 84 years old.
Yeah.
Karol Wojtyła was his real name. He was from Poland.
Yep.
And he had been a longtime pontiff. He was the one. It's because of him we have the Pope Mobile.
That's
little
right.
Bubble, because somebody tried to take his life in the early 1980s.
He was one of the youngest when he signed on.
He sure was. He was 78 when he became the Pope.
Okay.
2000, and that was a long run. One of the longer runs here of recent memory. 2005. Let's move on to our birthdays now.
Oh, every week I bring you 2 hours of mad music and crazy comedy from out of the archives and off the wall. This week we feature Alan Sherman,
good,
Bill Cosby with his new album, Howie Mandel with a bit of his, along with Frank Zappa, Eddie Murphy, and some special
treasures. There's some big names of comedy right there. Dr. Demento.
Alan Sherman on that one. Nice.
Yeah, he would have new songs and he would have classics on his show as well. Dr. Demento, I don't think in the homogenized world of radio now, I don't know if you'd be able to have that show on.
It was fun.
It was just so crazy and off the wall.
All the time. Yep.
78 for Dr. Demento. You know who Linda Hunt is?
Personally, I do not respond to being whistled at like a sheepdog, but Eric seems to have trained the others. So I suggest you learn the appropriate Pavlovian response.
She's the diminutive actress.
Which is go.
From NCIS. That's Hetty. No, that's Headley. No, that's Hetty. And she was also the principal on Kindergarten Cop. Remember that?
She was the bartender in Silverado with Brian Dennehy, one of the great Western bad guys of all time.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So she is 74 today. That's not our only Kindergarten Cop reference either. Mm-hmm. Emmylou Harris, the great. I think her and Steve Martin, they were born with gray hair.
Yeah,
Emmylou Harris, again, she spans genres and has been influential across genres. Emmylou Harris, 72, might have an Emmylou Harris kickoff song for the Bobathon.
Nice.
Happy birthday to her. Here's Kindergarten Cop again.
You take over tomorrow.
Blow our cover. Can't do it.
They're horrible.
She was Arnold Schwarzenegger's partner in Kindergarten Cop, Pamela Reed.
Hmm.
66 today.
Okay.
Now, do you like Shocking Blue or the Bananarama version? She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it. Bananarama Lama Ding Dong.
Uh-huh. The other one.
Shocking Blue had the 1969 version.
Shocking Blue is what I like.
Karen Woodward, one third of Bananarama, 58 today. Agent Coulson.
Beautiful. Aren't the stars and stripes a little old-fashioned?
Everything that's happening, the things that are about to come to light, people might just need a little old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm. He was an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., Neil.
Yes.
Clark Gregg, 57.
Good.
He was killed in the first Avengers, but then they brought him back for the TV show.
Right.
Clark Gregg, 57, also 57.
I think I can still find the will to keep going somewhere in my broken heart.
Another guy with two first names, Billy Dean.
So fly.
Still missing Billy the Kid, I'm sure. He is the big 5'7". He's 57 today.
I feel their guns moving on the water. Their metal targeting us. Americans. Soviets. Humans. United in their fear of the unknown.
He was the young Magneto in the X-Men films.
Yep.
That's Michael Fassbender. He is 42 today. Other movies, he was Prometheus. He was the android in Prometheus. He was in 12 Years a Slave, Inglourious Bastards, Assassin's Creed.
Wow.
You know who I'm talking about?
I do.
He's
42
today, and that's all I have. I'm stopping at 42.
There's a fairly significant list of gone but not forgotten.
But before we do that, Today's Almanac brought to you by Upholstery Industries.
Nice.
Do you need specialized industrial upholstery work? If you do, Upholstery Industries is the largest upholstery shop in the Midwest. Not just Minnesota, not just in the Seven County area, but the entire Midwest. Upholstery Industries can handcraft thousands of the same item, always with a passion for excellent. Upholstery Industries, online, upholsteryindustries.com, email info@upholstery-industries.com. Speaking of the Midwest, did you know that, according to the NCAA, Allentown, Pennsylvania is in the Midwest?
What?
That's where the Midwest Regional is for the NCAA hockey tournament. It's a bit of a running joke, joke.
Yeah, that's a little too far east for Midwest. Gone but not forgotten today. Fairy tale author, we all read something, I'm sure, by Hans Christian Andersen, with an E. He was born on this day, 1805. Now, we had Bam Bam Bigelow. Is Erastus Bigelow any relation?
I'm pretty sure.
He was the guy who founded MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He was Erastus. We don't have any kids named Erastus anymore. 1814, he would be an automobile manufacturer. Walter Chrysler, born on this day, 1875. Old Aches and Pains. A fine shortstop, Luke Appling, Baseball of Famer, 1907. What about Buddy Ebsen?
And your bathroom is 50 feet from the house, and you ask, should you move?
Yeah, I reckon you're right. Man, be a dang fool to leave all this.
Well, they did.
They did. They packed up and moved to Beverly. Buddy Ebsen, he was Barnaby Jones. He was the patriarch of the Beverly Hillbillies. Buddy Ebsen, 1908. One of the Mills brothers, Herbert Mills, 1912. Sir Alec Guinness.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
And you know, he did strike him down.
Yeah, he did.
And I don't know how powerful he was. I could imagine more powerful than he was. He kind of showed up as a ghost.
Right.
And told Luke a couple of times to use the Force. How powerful is that?
I really, I think he oversold himself
there.
He did.
There. He's basically maybe just a psychologist,
sure.
Luke.
Sir Alec Guinness was born on this day, 1914. You recognize him as Obi-Wan Kenobi there. Dabbs Greer was in many a Gunsmoke episode, Little House on the Prairie, other things, 1917.
Reverend Alden.
It's strange that it took the children of this town to teach us the lesson. We are a town. We're a community. We're a congregation. And no man should have to stand alone against those who do the devil's work.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't put it any better than that.
Nope.
Dabbs Greer, Richard William Greer, as Dab, everybody called him Dabs, 1917. I can't wait for this audio clip. What about Jack Webb?
This is the city, Los Angeles, California. Like any other city, there are a great many ways to make money here, or lose it. This is one that's legal, provided you buy a ticket of admission and place your bets here.
Does anybody articulate better than Joe Friday?
No, unless it's
California.
Unless it's Dan Aykroyd doing Jack Webb, which is pretty solid as well. But the great Jack Webb from Dragnet 1920, I didn't realize he gave us Adam 12 and Emergency as well. Nice work.
He was a great director.
Yeah. Here's Marvin Gaye.
Let's love.
His father shot him down one day before his birthday. Sad, sad. Hall of Fame rhythm and blues singer Marvin Gaye, 1939. What about Horseshack?
Oh, 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 oh.
He's not in pain.
No, he just wants Mr. Cotad to know that he has the answer.
Right on. Actor Ron Palillo was Horseshack on Welcome Back, Cotter, 1949. And, of course, one of the founding members, he went to... he didn't die in the plane crash. He would die later of some bad health. Leon Wilkerson, member of Leonard Skinner, 1952, and they're all gone but not forgotten.
Neil, would you do the honors? It is the Ultimate Summer Six-Pack. Listen before noon today to listen and hear this song.
Today's song of the day is Clint Black, Summer's Coming.
It's the Summer Six-Pack. Caller 6 wins a box of no-name steaks. Entered in the Friday drawing for the Ultimate Summer Six-Pack. Tickets to 6 of the biggest music events, plus a $50 gift card to Cub. So listen for that. Do it before noon. Don't call now, but listen before noon. That song will be played before noon. Can you confirm that, Neil?
Yes, before noon, listen for Clint Black, Summer's Coming. That'll trigger your phone calls.
All right, it's a Bobathon next. Let's start it with Emmylou Harris, who's celebrating a big birthday today.
I like it.
She is 72. Here you go.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1 Elk River Minneapolis St. Paul. Total Country.